This is the Public Square, a daily broadcast from the American Policy Roundtable. I'm Wayne Shepherd with Dave Zanotti and our Vice President Rob Walgate in the studio with us today. Dave?
Here's the question, Wayne. We've been talking about what happened at the inauguration in regards to Pastor Giglio being uninvited because of his beliefs, but that's not a singular incident in this country. We've been bringing up the same questions of conscience and religious liberty and civil rights and constitutionally mandated rights, such as the Second Amendment or the environment and energy development, the questions of marriage and family, the questions of abortion, the question of health care and the mandate. We've been on these issues constantly. It's more than just one instance where if you disagree with the administration, you somehow lose your rights. Rob, we see a pattern here. Are you connecting the dots on this as well?
I see a pattern as well, Dave. When I look at the president, the administration, people in Congress that you may not agree with, they talk about being inclusive and loving and tolerant. The problem is that inclusiveness, that love, that tolerance only applies to the people that stand alongside them. It only applies to the people that agree with them. It doesn't seem like people are getting together and having the adult conversations that need to be had.
You see, Wayne, I think that the key to a great form of civil government with liberty under law isn't just that the majority gets its way. It's a question of how do they treat people who disagree.
Yeah.
And that was the hallmark of the way our system was established.
Yeah, we all need to be aware of what's going on and speak up on this issue of religious liberty. And we can give you more on that when you go to our website, aproundtable.org. Rob and Dave, thank you very much. We'll continue this conversation about religious liberty tomorrow, right here on the Public Square.